Today on Gardening in a Minute, oregano. Oregano, commonly called the pizza herb, is one of the most widely used culinary and medicinal herbs worldwide. Oregano is a hardy perennial that can be grown easily from seed, cuttings, or division. It has tiny purple flowers and blooms all summer. Plant oregano in full sun and well-drained soil. Many varieties are available and come in almost every shape and size. Oregano's aromatic leaves can be snipped as needed. For best flavor, harvest leaves just as flower buds form. Stems can be cut and dried. Oregano is native to Mediterranean climates and is often used in Greek and Italian kitchens. Add fresh oregano to your favorite recipes or anywhere you need a flavor kick. Plant oregano today to get your pizza garden started. For more information about oregano and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planning side yard gardens. Depending on how your house sits on your lot, you may be faced with a narrow side yard. While some people see side yards as a challenge, they can be a great design opportunity. A linear feature like a dry creek bed or a trellised archway at one end will draw the eye through the space and make it feel larger. Add crushed gravel or mulch to create a natural and low-maintenance path. Choose tall but narrow plants that maintain their form, like sky pencil holly or clumping bamboo, to create effective screens along the property lines. If your side yard gets good sun, you could even install a raised bed and create a kitchen garden or create an herb garden using a series of containers. The space may be limited with side yard gardens, but the possibilities are endless. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning ornamental grasses. Ornamental grasses are wonderful additions to your landscape, but they may need a little pruning to keep a neat appearance. Since many grasses keep their showy flower stalks through the winter, wait to prune until late winter or early spring, just prior to new shoot growth. In North and Central Florida, prune ornamental grasses in February and March. In South Florida, you may wish to cut back or trim ornamental grasses in January or February. For deciduous grasses like some miscanthus, the old foliage may be completely removed with a chainsaw or hedge shears. For evergreen grasses like Fakahatchee grass, the ragged dead leaves can be removed by combing the grass with a pitchfork. Keep your ornamental grasses looking good by pruning when needed. For more information about ornamental grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden knives. If you're an avid gardener, you may have an array of pruning shears, loppers, and saws. But what about a good garden knife? Garden knives can be helpful for simple tasks like cutting twine to stake plants with, loosening a root-bound plant from its pot, or dividing plants. Japanese hori-hori knives are popular with many gardeners. They typically have wide stainless steel blades that are sharp on one side and serrated on the other. They can be used for weeding, pruning, and transplanting. A special grafting knife can be helpful for budding or grafting fruit trees or flowering shrubs. No matter what knife you have, always clean the blade before storing it and remember to keep it sharp. With the right garden knife, you'll be able to cut through your chores in no time. For more information about garden knives, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your lawn. Around this time of year, many homeowners begin to think about sprucing up their lawns for the spring. Renovation is one way to improve your existing grass without completely removing it and starting over. Before you start your renovation, consider why your lawn isn't currently thriving. If you don't have the right type of grass for the site conditions, then your grass may suffer again. Start your renovation by identifying problem areas of your lawn and removing dead or declining patches of turf. Next, use plugs, sprigs, or sod to fill in the holes. Water and fertilize your lawn according to UF IFAS Extension recommendations, and before you know it, the renovated areas will blend in perfectly with the rest of your lawn. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.